Chapter 7. The Dream.
It's the sixth day of the trip. The group is now on the boat that will take them to the last island of their tour, Taransay.
So what do you think of this experience? We've been here for nearly a week now.
It's great. I can do what I like doing best. Cycling, I mean. And at the same time, I'm helping people. It's fantastic, isn't it? And I've made a lot of new friends.
I heard you scream last night.
Did I? I had a nightmare.
Oh, what's it about?
I was alone, on a sailing boat, during a terrible storm. The sky was full of black clouds, and it was very windy and the waves were huge. Suddenly, I fell into the water, and I grabbed onto a piece of wood. And then I started swimming. I swam and I swam, until I saw some rocks. The sea was still very rough. If I'd tried to reach the shore, I would have crashed into the rocks. I was exhausted, and I was about to drown. Suddenly, somebody appeared on a rock. It was a strange figure, wearing a long robe with a hood. I couldn't say whether it was a man or a woman. I held out my hands for help. If only that person had in turn held out his or hers, I would have been saved. But that didn't happen. The figure didn't move a finger. It remained motionless, and I drowned.
Oh, Sam, what an awful dream. I'm sure it means something.
Hey, you two, stop flirting. It's briefing time. Everybody on the front deck. In a few minutes, we'll be landing on Taransay. It's the remotest of the Outer Hebrides. Once the island was populated, but now only a few people live here. We'll be staying there for 3 days.
Oh, gosh.
What's the matter?
They look like the rocks in my dream.
Come on, Sam. It was only a dream.